cars lining up around the block, all to get the most basic of human necessities. For nearly a week, the people of Jackson, Mississippi have been struggling with a serious water shortage. The National Guard are providing relief. Some are happy for the help, others are growing impatient.
I'm not able to cook like I want to cook, not able to brush my teeth like I want to due to the water crisis. And I'm just eternally grateful that they are, the National Guard and everyone is out, you know, trying to help us so we can still have a healthy life and maintain on a daily basis.
In my home, the water is running very slowly. It's a horrible situation in the entire city of Jackson, you know, not just one individual. And I blame the city council, the governor, and the mayor, because they're all in confusion and no one seemed to know how to solve the problem.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Agency, is working to end the crisis. Inspectors toured this water plant where heavy rains overwhelmed the city's aging infrastructure. They're hoping to speed up repair work, but played down expectations of a quick return to normality.
Yeah, I think it's still too early to tell, Dana. I think that having EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, we had a really good conversation on Friday about what it's going to take and the assessments that they're doing. The longer term and the midterm about how long it's going to take to actually make it safe to drink, I think that we have a lot more to learn about what it's going to take to get that plant up and running.
In tens of thousands of homes, water has slowed to a trickle. And what they do get isn't safe to drink. But this isn't a new problem. State and federal authorities are being blamed for allowing Jackson's infrastructure to crumble for decades. Jackson is overwhelmingly black, and many say race is a factor.
We have been getting punished for quite some time for being a predominantly black city. I can recollect these issues for as long as I've been here, and I was born in 1983 in Jackson. And over time, the situation has gotten worse. We are not receiving any funding from the state of Mississippi to improve the water.
Jackson's plight has grown so bad, it's received national attention. Local, state, and federal authorities are now focused on distributing aid and getting water flowing again. But while the current crisis will eventually be resolved, correcting for decades of neglect will be a longer-term challenge. Vinton Monahan, Al Jazeera.